The levee broke above Greenville, and it took 5 days for the water to get out here. And we have a farm 5 miles from here, and the water didn't even get up there. There's quite a fall from there coming down here. And we made a wonderful crop up there that year. And we put our automobiles and all over on that old levee, which was the main levee at that time. And we'd go up there, and I'd run the motorboat. We had cows up there.
Y'all were mighty lucky.
Yeah, we were. In 1913, we had 25 people that come and stayed with us, but the water didn't stay up so long in 13. It wasn't as high. And we had some people from Myrtle that came and stayed with us. But in 27, it stayed up 3 months. And the bad part about it went down just not deep enough to run a boat, but it was over your boots. It was on the stand. Now that was really bad because I don't know why we wasn't all sick, but we wasn't. We didn't have many mosquitoes. Do you know what a mosquito bar is?
That was something you put over your bed.
That's right. And when we was coming along, when we were growing up, that's what we had, mosquito bars.
Now up over the fireplace you had a
mantelpiece.
Where you keep all the
cots and the whatnot.
Might put, what else? Flowers?
No. It's been so long, I forgot.
What sort of things did you have in the house here to sit in?
Would we have to sit in?
Yeah.
Well, We had those cane bottom rockers. I got one on the porch, I'll show you. And well, I don't think it was, of course it wasn't like we have now, but
yes, ma'am.
Of course Mama had a brass bed, and what's become of that, I don't know. That'd be worth a lot right now, but I don't want it ever come of it. And I'll tell you what we had in each room, a washstand. And that, it had a pitcher and a bowl, a wash bowl that matched, and then a little pitcher and a soap dish, and then the slop jar and the little chamber, they all matched. And you put some of them in the bottom of it. There were doors. And it was some of the kids' job. You see, that's why we had to wash our hands. That was before we ever got in the bathroom. We had to bring water in, keep those pitchers full of water.
How'd you bring the water in? What'd you carry in?
Buckets.
From a well out?
No, we never had any wells. We brought it in from those tanks. We never had any wells. Not in this part, not in the Delta. Now we have a well now. We have a deep well now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see those tanks. They're behind the house.
Yeah. What about those little houses
behind
back home?
That was a wash house. We had colored women that washed on washboards. They wash one day and the next day, and they use those as one of my friends said, a black iron, and set them up in front of the fireplace to get hot.